Doug Olerud discusses this year's election following his successful campaign for mayor of Haines. And people who purchased tickets for the Haines Craft Beer Festival are still waiting for refunds 6 months after the event was canceled. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Unofficial results are in for the Haynesboro general election, with 80 absentee and early voting ballots that have yet to be counted. While Proposition 1 and the assembly election are too close to call, Doug Olerud won the mayoral election in a landslide. KHNS spoke with Olerud by phone to hear his take on this year's election. What was your reaction to the results of the mayoral election?
I was humbled by the number of votes that I received, and I'm looking forward to getting to work on behalf of the Haynesboro.
Nice. And how was it campaigning this year? You know, what was running for mayor like for you?
Interesting. I was, some of the things that were thrown at me were not what I had expected. I don't believe I've been called a liberal before in my life, so that was a little unexpected. But I was very, the other thing that surprised me was the wide range of people that were supporting me. It wasn't just people that agreed with me on politics, and I said this during one of the forums, but it was also very humbling that people that came and told me that even though they don't agree with me on a lot of things politically, they thought that I would do what was best in the interest of the whole community if I was serving as mayor. And so I hope I can, now it's up to me to live up to that for all those people.
It looks like ballot measure one, it's still not entirely certain because of those 80 ballots, but it's looking like it's likely to pass. So that would mean that $450,000 from the borough's permanent fund would be transferred to the general fund, kind of essentially the operating budget for the borough. What do you think about the results of the ballot measure?
I was surprised by it. I didn't think it would pass. Maybe that's my own bias because I had voted against it, but obviously the community is pretty evenly split on that. I mean, you look at how close that is, and that these last 80 votes are going to decide where that goes. That you know, whichever way it ends up, that's our job as the mayor and the assembly to put that into action. But I am surprised that it's favorably to the yes at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you would like to add or think's important to understand about this election?
I was impressed that I think we're over, what was it, 50% voter turnout?
Yeah, 50% turnout.
That's fantastic. I think any time that you get everybody involved and that many people voting, it's a great sign that people are invested in their community and they want to have a say in what's being done. So that 50% is the most impressive thing out of the election for me, is how many people went out and voted.
That was Mayor-elect Doug Olerud. Olerud will be sworn in once the final election results are certified. Hundreds of people who purchased tickets for Haines Beer Fest haven't seen refunds, even though the event was canceled 6 months ago. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, Southeast Alaska State Fair says the online box office is to blame.
Southeast Alaska State Fair canceled the 28th annual Beer Fest in early April due to COVID-19. Fair Director Kerry Johnson says it was a hard decision for the fair. Beer Fest isn't just a good time. It's a moneymaker that helps make other events, like the fair itself, possible. Virtual box office Brown Paper Tickets manages its ticket sales.
They kind of assured us that it would be, you know, they see refunds within 6 weeks. And now 6 months later, we're still kind of dealing with some people not having received their refunds.
Johnson says she understands the frustration ticket holders may feel if they haven't seen their refunds yet. She says she's frustrated, too. The fair sold over 1,000 tickets through Brown Paper Tickets. But the company isn't giving her access to basic information, like exactly how many tickets were sold and who's been refunded and who hasn't.
Basically, unless someone contacts us, we don't know whether or not they've received their refunds or not. And so we've been trying, as people slowly contact us, we say, please just let us know, because we want to kind of figure out what's going on and who's received it.
Johnson says she wants to make it right, but there's not much she can do yet. The fair hasn't seen any money from the ticket sales. so they can't refund ticket buyers. Johnson said in the last email she received from Brown Paper Tickets, the company said all dinner tickets and connoisseur tasting tickets were refunded. But general admission tickets, the biggest seller, those refunds hadn't been processed yet. Johnson estimates that's $40,000 in sales. And the fair is supposed to get money back, too. Some would-be Beer Fest goers donated their tickets. The fair's worked with Brown Paper Tickets since 2013. Johnson says there's never been a problem before, but now the fair is considering its legal options. It wouldn't be the first entity to take suit against Brown Paper Tickets this year. Washington State's district attorney is taking the company to court in two lawsuits, one class action suit for ticket buyers and another for producers. The Alaska Attorney General's office told KHNS it can't divulge whether or not any complaints have been filed against Brown Paper Tickets, but encouraged anyone who feels they're the victim of consumer fraud to report it. Brown Paper Tickets did not respond to KHNS's inquiries by broadcast time, but company president William Scott Jordan posted a statement to its website in mid-September. He wrote that the company is working through its backlog of ticket refunds. He doesn't have a timeline for specific events since thousands have been canceled, postponed, or abandoned. He wrote, quote, "Like many businesses, we were unprepared for a crisis of this scale, but we are making headway." In the meantime, the Southeast Alaska State Fair is still working to ascertain the scope of the problem. If you purchased a Beer Fest ticket that hasn't been refunded yet, you can reach the fair office at 766-2476. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.
The State Department of Fish and Game closed the mountain goat hunting season in the area bounded by the East Fork of the Skagway River to the north, Cassidia Creek to the south, the Canadian border on the east, and Taya Inlet and the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad to the west. That closure takes effect at 11:59 p.m. on Thursday, October 8th. As of Wednesday, one female goat has been harvested, which meets the state's limit for the year. Any additional harvest could negatively impact the goat population in the area. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.